Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frenchy Ahalt. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bob Boken. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Chamberlain. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Sisell. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hank Johnson. And now, play ball. Frenchy Ahalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ahalt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Werber reaches second base with a double. Sisell moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sisell scores. Werber moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cook moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ahalt. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Cook scores. Porter moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Werber scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Frenchie Uholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uholt is 0-for-1 in the game. Uholt hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Uholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bochan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bochan takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to third. Bochan moves to second. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chamberlain strikes out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a line drive towards first. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhalt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bochan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Bochan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bochan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bochan moves to second. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chamberlain strikes out. 1 out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski strikes out. 2 outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain misplays the ball. That's an error on Chamberlain. Johnson moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Johnson moves to third. Cecil moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Johnson scores. Cecil moves to third. Werber moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bochan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0 for 3 in the game. Uhalt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Uhalt moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Uhalt moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Uhalt scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bochan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bochan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Bochan reaches second base with a double. There goes Bonura trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Werber, who relays the ball to Farrell, who tags Bonura, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chamberlain hits a line drive into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Werber hits a line drive into right field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frenchy Buchholz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchholz is 0-for-4 in the game. Buchholz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter, who is chasing the ball. Haas reaches third base with a triple. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.